You've seen him on the feed. You've seen his live show. You've seen him kicking around the streets of Sydney just looking for food. but he's also been a good friend of the show here at Wednesday Drive. And Cameron James is about to do an encore of his very good show. And he's decided to join us on Wednesday Drive to talk about, just a spooky show, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cam, how you going?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Really good. Really good. Thanks. I'm a bit sore.
Are you still sore from getting bashed at Community Cup?
Yeah, I am. I'll be talking about it a little bit today because I'm just, I'm an old man and I'm crotchety. And every movement I do, I'm just like, ow. But I'm fine. But I'm going to recruit you to play next year.
Oh, man, I'll give it a go. I'm more of a, you know what, how about I just cut the oranges and...
you can be in the cheer squad.
Yeah, I'd happily psych up the team. That's where I probably fit best. I'll hand out orange quarters and I'll just sort of give you guys a pep talk.
We also have streakers every year, so you could be one of those.
Oh, then I'll streak, yeah. I'll absolutely streak. That's where my strengths lie.
We had the streakers on the weekend who ran away from the grandstand, so they pretty much just went directly across the ground where nobody was.
Yeah.
So I figured that they were pretty safe. There was no cameras on that side.
Yeah, what's that all about? Did they just want to show their asses off?
It's a thing. Every year, Community Cup, no matter where it is around the country, there's streakers. And it's just the commentators, you got Heath Franklin up in the commentary box. Doing the commentary.
Nice.
And then he's like calling out for the streaker the whole game. Where are they? Where's the streaker? Come on, get your kid off. There you go. It was bloody freezing on Sunday. But no, we had a couple.
Well, that's probably why they ran away from the cameras then.
Exactly.
I'd say.
Very clever.
Very clever.
But it's been a little while since we've chatted to you. I think it was Sydney Comedy Festival when we had a talk about your Strawberry Lunch Blonde show.
Yes.
How did it all go? How was the Comedy Festival
scene? Oh, so much fun. It was so good. And by the end of it, I was like, you know what? I'm happy to never do this show again. But then a few months went by. And I kind of thought, I'll do it one more time.
One more time.
So that's what this is all about.
Wow. The people who missed it. Because there's always going to be people who just couldn't make it on the day, even it was like 4 days or however long it went for. I'll say they couldn't make it.
Oh,
I just couldn't make it, Cam, on that day. Do it again.
On that entire week that you were on.
Maybe they had, the flu for the whole week.
And fair enough. It's hard to get to things. It's hard to do anything. It's so easy to stay home.
It is. The whole life now is just made for convenience.
I know.
You can just sit at home, get food delivered, get streaming TV.
It's amazing.
We don't have to go anywhere.
I don't even want to go. If I could somehow Skype in to my own show, I reckon that'd be even better for me. You know what I reckon? Ideally, my dream scenario for a show is it's literally just a group chat on Facebook, and anyone who wants to come, they just join the group chat. And I just throw a joke out every now and then, or people say stuff and I just make fun of them in the group
chat. The future of comedy.
Throw a few GIFs, a few emojis. That's really what my dream show is.
Okay. Well, you could set that up right now. I know.
Okay, you're right. I'm going to start a group chat.
All right.
Sweet. The Strawberry Blonde group chat.
I was thinking a bit more high tech, like holograms or something. Mm. Like one day you can just be in your bedroom with like a hologram thing or like wearing one of those action suits.
Yeah.
And then that'll be reenacted on stage.
Okay.
But it's not you. You're in your lounge room in the nude. But you're in front of a crowd.
I don't know if I could do that on my SBS money. I don't think I'm there yet. I think I'll have to settle for the group chat. And even then the Wi-Fi will drop out.
You see the dot, dot, dot for like 20 minutes. It's like, what's he saying? This is a really long joke.
It's just dropped out.
One of the greatest parts of the show, which I did get to.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
No worries. Was that you picked up the guitar and had a bit of a sing, had a bit of a play. And look, you are a budding rock and roller.
Yeah.
It's inside you. I can feel it. I can see it.
I'm the songbird of our generation.
Yeah. And you just wanted it to break out. I think you're just going to eventually just stop stand up and just be a band.
It'll just be Cameron James. The shittest band ever. Well, I think I've told you I used to be in bands when I was younger and stuff like that. And I played in covers bands for a long time as well.
The best.
And so I think my favorite thing is just to make fun of that type of person. The rock star or the guy who thinks he's cooler than he is with a guitar and all that. That's pretty much all I do when I pick up the guitar.
But I love satirical music. Like, obviously you got your Flight of the Conchords, you got your Dust back in the day. Auntie Donna doing it really well right now. I feel like there is a definite gap there in the market for really good, funny music stand-up.
Yeah, I think so too. Boom. There's some really good Australians who do it. Josh Earl does it really well in Melbourne. Michelle Brazy does it as well, who works with Auntie Donna quite a bit. But I hadn't done it in my comedy at all. Yeah. I've always just kind of kept the music stuff separate. Like, I muck around with the guitar at home and stuff. But this year, literally, honestly, I just didn't write enough jokes. That's all it comes down to. Right. I think I only wrote about half an hour of jokes, and then I was like, shit, I'm getting desperate. I'll bring the guitar with me on tour. And I ended up writing 4 songs on the tour. And so now, if you come this weekend,
yeah
it's like I got some songs in there, and they're pretty funny.
Yeah, they are. They're really funny. And you've got a good voice on you.
Oh, look, I don't. I really don't. But it's I can imitate singers decently.
You're banging it on like an accent a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Because if I actually tried to sing as me, it would sound like shit. But anytime I do karaoke or whatever it is, or like, you know, do this show, I find that I can only do the songs if I'm pretending that I'm someone else.
Oh.
Like, I went and did karaoke with all the guys from The Feed.
Yeah.
And every song I did, I reckon I just sounded like that person. Like, I did The Killers and I sounded like Brandon Flowers, and I did Bowie, and I was just going like, let's dance, and like doing a Bowie voice. I can't ever sing as me. Can you sing? Are you a singer?
I used to sing in a cover band.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I'd sing all the, you know, Green Day, Foo Fighters, Counting Crows. Nice. I sung in like my voice, like Australian.
So you're
accent.
Brave. You're brave. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not brave. I'm not very good at doing.
What did
accents
Counting Crows sound like in an Aussie accent? Like Mr. Jones and me
singing at. Yeah, okay. I'm not really Aussie. Like, you know, not fully Aussie.
Stare at the beautiful women.
Yeah.
The beautiful Sheilas. She's looking at you. Nah, fuck off. She's looking at me.
Bloody hell. That's what I should have done.
That actually works really well. That sounds like Friends of Rom doing Counting Crows.
Every time a band sings in like a fully Australian accent, it sounds like Friends of Rom. Yeah.
I thought that was so cool when I was in high school. I played in bands and we all always put on accents. Everyone did kind of around that time, but there was one local band called Cotton Sidewalk in Newcastle, and their singer sung in his Aussie accent, and I was like blown away. I was like, you can't do that. Can you do that? And then Missy Higgins was coming out and she sang in her accent. It kind of, and then who else is there? The Drones and stuff. Started hearing all these Aussie accents on the radio, and I was like, far out. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Because it's such our accent, I love it, but it's so harsh.
It is harsh. And it's people didn't like it when I first did it in rap as well. Like,
so true,
The hip hop scene, people started singing, rapping in Australian. They're you can't. Australian hip hop's not a thing. You can't do it.
I know. But now it's like everywhere. Yeah, obviously, Courtney Barnett has like made it huge, and Junies and stuff. It's cool. I'm so glad that the Aussie accent's out there.
I agree. Hey, and what's your go-to karaoke song, by the way?
Karaoke song.
Like, if you had a whole book and you just wanted to do that one song and just show off, Cam James up the stage, everyone's going, what's he going to do?
Well, see, I always think less about technical prowess and more about crowd pleasers.
Sure.
And for my age group, The Killer's Mr. Brightside is the crowd pleaser.
It is. Everyone
knows
the words.
I pull that out every time and it always gets them pumping.
You know what mine is?
What?
Ice Ice Baby.
Oh.
It's really cliched for a white guy to get up and do a late 80s rap song about rolling around the streets of LA. But
it's either that or Informer. They're the songs
are
the
words of
white guys.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, no. Ice Ice Baby. But I had this like really thing where I just go up stage and know all the words. Don't even look at the screen. Just go for it.
That's such a power play.
Everyone's just like, whoa,
you may as well just like, you may as well just get, just be naked up there. You're like, look at me. I don't need anything. I'm confident.
Naked and not looking at the screen.
Yeah, that's
the level.
Most confident you can be, to not even look at the screen once.
Love it. Far out. This is going too long, but I just want to keep talking. you do many podcasts around the place. Mm. As we all know, Finding Drago was like award winning.
Yeah, well, award nominated.
Oh, I didn't win.
We lost.
That's right.
We lost to Lee Sales and Annabelle Crabb.
What?
God knows they need more acclaim in the media industry.
God, as if they deserved it. Looking forward to your next episode with Becky as well, because it's been a bit of a drought. She's been overseas.
Yeah, she's been away, and then I was a bit busy, but we're recording again at the moment, which is good.
Exciting. And of course, we can see you on the feed when you do these little videos, which are bloody hilarious.
Yeah, they've been gone well. Yeah, it's been fun doing those. We got in trouble. We got in trouble the other day. Uh-huh. We got a sketch taken down.
Illegally.
Because it was a sketch making fun of Aldi. Fair enough. Look, Aldi's fair game.
Yeah, totally.
But then we made the creative decision to do German accents in the sketch.
Okay.
And then people complained that we were cultural appropriating Germany and Aldi and kind of semi-associating Aldi with, I don't know, I think fascism, but that was just a joke, you know? It's just a joke. If you do the accent, you can't help but slip into a little bit of...
I still feel like German's a fair game.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be another...
I'm German, so I can say
really,
that,
and
right?
You're not... And we had a German in our sketch, Victoria Zerbst.
Yeah, right.
So I think the Germans are fair game for at least another 100 years.
And then after that, no more.
No, then we'll finally go, okay, it is racist.
So it wasn't the legal department. It was like the cultural appropriation department of SBS said, no, you can't do that.
I don't know what department it was. I think I think the lawyers were upset that we're making fun of Aldi.
Oh, yeah.
And then general HR, I guess, were upset we're making fun of Germans. So we managed to hit that perfect Venn diagram between commercialism and racism, apparently.
Which, of course, SBS avoid.
Exactly.
In every way. That's all right. You've gone, you know, a good period of time without getting one taken off.
It's true. It does. For every now and then, we need to get a sketch taken down to remind people that we're rebels.
And that big number on the board, it says how many days since last sketch is back to zero.
It had been a while. The last one was about cyberbullying, and the one before that was about 9/11. So we've hit some key... Ooh. Subjects each time.
Excellent. Well, looking forward to seeing more of them, the ones that get through anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to try and get three more pulled before the year is up.
We better tell people where the show's on. Comedy Store, right?
The Comedy Store this Saturday at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a great opening act called Catherine Thomas. She's incredibly funny. If you go to Sydney Comedy, you would have seen her around.
Yeah.
She's in Raw this year. She's really funny.
It's a great room, Comedy Store. I love it. You can just sit there, order food and drink at your seat. Don't you have to get up.
It's the best. It's kind of like, it's the next step above Uber Eats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You sit in a chair, you don't have to move, and you've got a live person in front. Not even a hologram, not even a Facebook chat group. It's a real, actual person.
It's true. It's true. And it'll be me. And I might have a couple of guests popping in and jumping up on stage with me as well. So it should be a fun night if you can to come along and
7 o'clock
Saturday check it
night.
Out.
Comedy Store. Sounds amazing. Cameron Sweet. James, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It was a blast.
Catch you soon.
See ya.